out with a different crowd, eh? I remember the time I was invited aboard Malcolm Forbes' yacht. Oh, God. This was years ago. Turned out old Malcolm brought his yacht into Washington for some big celebration or another, and he went down the who's list and was kind enough to invite me. And at the time, I was married to Estelle. And, I mean, the good ship Greece at 57 feet is pretty massive, but Malcolm's, I forget, was 120 feet or something like that. The thing was huge! They had a chamber music playing right as you boarded. There were guys in tuxedos playing away. It was unbelievable. I mean, they had the wine waiter bringing you wine, the bread waiter bringing you bread, the water waiter bringing you water, the head waiter. He had that thing outfitted. Unbelievable. And as I stood there, looking at the water, I mean, it was just Malcolm knew how to throw a party. I'll say that for the guy. And he came around and introduced himself to all the guests. At the time, Estelle had a neck brace on from a car accident. And Malcolm said, "Oh, man, I can fix that. I've just hired a new masseur on board." I said, "How do you like that? Guy's got a masseur on board the boat. Unbelievable." He said, "Bring Fabio up, please." At the time, yeah, Fabio apparently had just clicked over to the U.S. of A. He was working as a masseur on Malcolm's boat. And when he came up and said, "Yes, can I help the lady?" And I saw it was Fabio standing there like a chiseled Greek god. I said, no, wait a minute. Let me go down there. Fabio said, no, I do this by myself. Malcolm said, "Oh, she'll be all right. Fabio's one of my best. Here, have another glass of wine." So I sit down on a deck chair, and I hear what sounds to me like Estelle giggling. I can hear her voice coming out of one of the portholes a couple of decks below where I'm sitting. And I'm thinking, what the hell's going on down there? You know, Malcolm is telling me about how he wants to go around the world in a balloon, and I'm listening with half an ear, but I'm also hearing the sound of Estelle reacting to Fabio's touch a couple of decks below. I heard what sounded to me like sweaty romping taking place. Now, when I get a massage, I make noises myself. I'll say, that's nice. You know, something like that. That's the kind of thing that everybody says when they... But if there's doodad slapping going on, the sound you make is a little different. So by this point, I'm leaning over the rail going, "Fabio! Michelle! What's going on down there?" Malcolm's like, "Calm down, man. We don't shout." I say, "Hey, sit down, old man." I pushed him back. "It sounds like something's happening with my wife and your masseur." Woman at least 1,500 times in the years we've been a man, and that's exactly the noise she makes. Unless, of course, she's work, and then the noise gets a little longer and loud. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fabio! Stop! Massage room. I'm running up and down, pounding on doors. I'm going nuts. Gymnasium myself. Estelle, you guys in there? Open up the door. They're crying out loud. Well, I got ticked in running. There was this guy carrying plates and stuff. And I was like, "Get out of my way. Where the hell's the massage room on board this boat? I think Fabio and my wife are having a tryst. You hear me, tryst?" The guy sat there in the middle of all his plates and broken dishes. He said, "Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Fabio is... He's a man's man. Not only is he big and strong, but he's got a set of hydraulics on him that'd make John Holmes envious." I said, "It sounds like it. Listen to this. Sounds like he's splitting rails in there. I ain't no slouch either." They said, "The massage room's around to the left." I said, "All right." famous set of hydraulics. The guy said, why? So you can compare it with yours? I said, no, so I can check for lipstick, marks, and Bosco stains.
We are on the
Would you mind saying that again?
Break it, break it.
Time to plug in the air guitar.
It's now my favorite part of the program.
The Greaseman Show.